Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 621, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Yo.
What's up?
All right, we got a lot to get to, so let's do it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing stocking your fridges even after the big game. I'm sure there's a handful of you that had quite a few yesterday, and you're feeling the effects today and calling in sick to work because you needed something to wash down that delicious chili con queso or cocktail weenies. What better way to do that than with Bud
Whatever
Light?
Finger food you had last night.
Whatever gluttonous mess you made. Oh, my God.
I think you know what we're going to talk about this morning. There was a big game yesterday. It happened, and it happened. The legendary quarterback collected his seventh Super Bowl title as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9 last night. Brady completed 21 of 29 pass attempts for 201 yards and three touchdowns, including two to Rob Gronkowski. The star tight end also racked up 67 yards on six receptions. I'm just going to read this. I'm going to get through some of these stats, and then we'll talk about it from there. 43-year-old Tom Brady, who landed in Tampa Bay in the offseason following a remarkable run with the New England Patriots, was named Super Bowl MVP for the fifth time after leading the Buccaneers to their second title and first since 2002. Playing on their home turf, Buccaneers controlled the game on both sides of the ball. From the first quarter, keeping the Chiefs' high-powered offense out of the end zone and holding Kansas City to a season low in points. Tampa Bay took advantage of Kansas City's shorthanded offensive line, which was without left tackle Eric Fisher for the first time in the postseason. Bucs sacked Mahomes three times and recorded eight quarterback hits. Mahomes finished the night with 270 yards, two interceptions on 26 for 49 passing. Rough night for the Chiefs, I will say that. And I'm going to start this off giving my opinion, saying congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hell yes to that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense showing up last night, showing what is up in Tampa and proving that defense is absolutely insane. One of the best in the NFL that has ever seen.
It was
and
a clinic.
I will start off by saying that.
It was a clinic on defense. It was astonishing to me that what they did. If you want to look at how to shut down an elite quarterback, I should say a quarterback that will eventually probably be in the talks of the greats. If Mahomes keeps playing like he does play, let's say it that way. Obviously, he's still a young guy, got a lot of career ahead of him. This is not the last we're going to hear of it. Oh, my God. That was just, it was astonishing. It was absolutely astonishing how they just crippled the Chiefs offense.
Chiefs didn't get in the end zone last night. They did not score. They kicked three field goals. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Who would have thought? Who out there thought that this was going to be a shootout? I think everybody thought it was going to be a shootout.
Man, oh, man.
Unbelievable game last night. I have so many emotions. I have so much into that last night. I'm surprised I can talk. I was screaming last night, obviously. But, man, what happened? What happened last night?
It's about having a game plan, and I got to give credit to the defensive side of the Bucs because they did what almost seemed like the impossible. They found a way to stop the freight train that is Andy Reid's Chiefs offense. That's the long and short of it. That's the long and short of it. I've never seen such a great game plan going in and just breaking down all of their resources. And maybe there was something deeper with the Chiefs. Maybe the line did affect them that much, having their, their left tackle out.
Eric Fisher was out as well as.
So two of their starting linemen were out, which obviously when you're going against a defense like that, that's definitely going to have an effect. But I don't know. I've never seen anything like that from a defense that has literally been on fire for 3 years. 3 years since Mahomes took over.
Got a major credit to that defense. Absolutely insane. Let's talk about the offense. What'd you think?
Do you really want to know? I don't really want to know.
I know exactly what you're going to say. The defense carries him through his whole career. It will never be the blah. I can just hear it. It's, and that's why I started out with saying the defense was absolutely fantastic.
I'll tell you what. How many interceptions did you throw last night?
Zero.
I'm mad at myself for how worked up I got on Friday. This obviously is a passionate. I'm a very passionate.
You
fan.
Are very passionate, and I really want to hear it from you, man. Please, just,
you know what?
Give it to us.
I will say. Congratulations to the most systematic quarterback to ever play the game. His longest pass and honestly most exciting pass was that 30-yarder to Gronk. Besides that, Brady does what Brady does. 5-yard little slants, little dump offs. I mean, it was boring. It was boring football, but you don't need to be flashy to win. That's it. That's it. Anybody who's going to say that Brady played.
Can you just give the guy props one time? Just say it one time. He was his 10th appearance last night, 7 out of 10 Super Bowl wins.
I feel
the
bad.
The MVP last night. Granted, I know. The defense deserved that MVP. I will say that. I will say that full-heartedly.
Yeah.
But they gave it to Tom Brady last night.
Yeah.
His 5th Super Bowl MVP.
I will never get on board with saying he's the GOAT just for pure statistics.
I didn't say that. I said nothing about the GOAT.
It's a team
sport. I said the G word yet today. I said, Bryce, give the guy some props.
I'll give him props. He did a great job handing off the ball and doing what literally every other quarterback in the league could have done. That game plan and what Brady did, any NFL quarterback could have done that. Anyone. So if he would have came out 5 touchdowns, 500 yards,
that was not their game plan to throw it like that.
What I say,
you
is
know that, you know that 100%.
If I could sum up Brady's playing career, that would be it. That performance right there to me would be. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing
Super Bowl
wrong.
MVP. It wins. Super Bowl win.
You know he shouldn't have got MVP. It wins games. I can't argue that fact, buddy. You're absolutely right. It wins games. And if you want a guy who can go out there and be a good little soldier and get told the plays to do, that Tom Brady's your guy, and he does it great. There won't ever be a chance. I don't even think Mahomes, even in the way the game is played, no one will touch that. But from where I stand, I was unimpressed. I thought defense did an amazing job. Brady and the offense got so many redos in that game. In order to, like, that game, a couple of plays could have changed the momentum. The Chiefs just couldn't do it, and the Bucs defense was the reason behind that. I guess that's all I got to say. I don't know. We can go in circles on this. I was unimpressed.
Yeah. I just, dude, Friday, when you ripped me apart on Friday, I was thinking about it last night. I'm like, I'm not going to tear you apart. But I just wanted to get something out of you this morning about him. Just say it. Just please say it.
I can't wait. There's nothing exciting to say. He's a systematic quarterback.
How is 7 Super Bowls not exciting?
Because here's the thing. It's a team sport, and you'll never deter me from saying that. That's great. He has been to a lot of Super Bowls. He's won a lot of them. He's also not been to a lot of Super Bowls. He's also lost Super Bowls. It's a team sport. And honestly, I feel more for all of Tom's teammates throughout the years who have just taken a back seat to Tom did this. Tom won it. Tom won it. Tom won it. Tom is a great player. Tom, he's an NFL Tom, quarterback.
He'll never say that, though. It will never go on TV and be like, yeah, I won that game.
No, I'm not saying
he always gives it to everybody else, even if it was him.
All this talking, I guess I need to sum it up by, I'll never say that Tom's a bad quarterback. I'm just saying that I would take a lot of other quarterbacks, athletically speaking, over Tom Brady. Absolutely. That's how I can sum it up, buddy. That's it.
Athletically speaking, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yes. A lot of QBs are going to run around a lot better, but what did that prove? Patrick Mahomes couldn't pull it off last night, and he's the most runningest, most athletic QB that probably has ever played the game.
It proves that it's a team sport. That's where we're going to end it on. I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
Man. Unbelievable game last night. A lot of people thought it was going to go the opposite way. A lot of people thought a blowout was going to be the opposite way. Bucs defense and the offense proved otherwise last night. So there you go.
All right. Well, let's dig more into this because obviously there's a lot more we can talk about. Let's wait till the next hour. I feel like this was fairly civil, and that's a good note to end on. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock that rocks.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. It's 7:21. All right, we got a lot to get to in sports, so let's do it. You want to just sit here and enjoy this song for a bit?
Nah, we're going to do a dance-up. I'm in the middle spinning on my head. Now it's your turn.
Boy, I'm going to hurt myself, man. I am not in the physical shape to do a dance-up, so let's just do it. Let's just sit and talk sports. Here we go.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer so you can enjoy them responsibly. Watch your favorite teams play. I know football's over now, but hey, there's a lot of other sports that eventually we'll get to. So what do you got, Hunter?
Big game last night, man. Big game last night. I think a lot of people are kind of anticipating how this break's going to go. I had some people texting me last night saying, what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? Are you going to give it to them? Are you going to? And I really do. Ladies and gentlemen out there, trust me. I know there's a lot of people that hate the guy. I know there's some people, like very few people that like the guy. But man, I really want to twist the knife a little bit, but I'm not. I'm just going to throw the facts out there and let that speak for itself.
Look at
let
you
that
taking,
speak for itself.
Taking That's the high road. Do. What a chump.
Tom Brady, ladies and gentlemen, was efficient, and the Tampa Bay defense was devastating. The combination has led the Buccaneers to their second Super Bowl victory. Brady threw for 3 first-half touchdowns, and the Buccaneers stifled Kansas City's offense in a 31-9 win over the Chiefs. Brady threw to Rob Gronkowski for the first 2 TDs and found Antonio Brown in the end zone with 6 seconds left in the first half. Brady, 21 for 29 for 201 yards and no interceptions and winning a Super Bowl MVP and another ring, extending the for the 7th time. 7th out of 10. Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones II combined for 144 yards, with Fournette scoring the game's final TD on a 27-yard run in the third quarter. Most of the Chiefs' 350 yards total offense came in the fourth quarter. Patrick Mahomes didn't get over 100 yards until the final minute of the third quarter. Mahomes was pressured throughout while completing just 26 of 49 throws for 270 yards. No touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Man.
First time Mahomes has been held under 10 points or lost by double digits since becoming a starter.
That stat right there. He has never been beaten by double digits since he has started, since his rookie. That's unbelievable.
You can see it on his face.
Oh.
After the game, the post game, he was just like, I don't even know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Yep. He's like, dude, they just straight up swallowed us. I can't remember the exact words he said, but he wasn't beating around the bush. He just came out. He's like, dude, they just beat the hell out of us.
Yep.
That's that. You know?
Yep.
Ah. What a game, dude. Nobody thought that was going to happen last night. I thought it was going to be close. I honestly, if I would have put money on it last night, I might have put my money on the Chiefs.
So,
but damn, dude.
Well, you know what's interesting is I told you I thought it was going to be 34-17. And when the game started, I said, okay, all right. Well, the Chiefs are doing what the Chiefs have done, started off slow. And that seems weird to say. But this year, they did. They usually started off slow, then they got behind, and then a fire was lit. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Here they go. They're going to turn it on. They're going to slam it down. Tyreek's going to run all over the place. Kelsey's going to – Mahomes is going to do what Mahomes does. But it couldn't happen. The Bucs said, no. We are not letting your offense do jack squat. You might as well get the punter out here. And it was mistake after mistake, too, with the Chiefs. That's the other thing, too. You look at the penalties that they had. Mm-hmm. Like, them shooting themselves in the foot. The punt. That I'm trying to think, what was that second quarter?
So it was second quarter punt, and they got a penalty, put him back in the end zone. Their rookie punter.
Oh, I feel for that kid. Here he is, a rookie, mm-hmm. on the biggest stage ever. Boots it 56 yards or something like that, just legs it. All right, well, they had a penalty. All right, they had a holding penalty, I believe, so they get it back. Then he gets it and he kicks it 29 yards. There was like a 40 yard difference in the punt right there. And I mean,
there's
it's just
so many situations last like night. That it's like, wow,
the Chiefs,
unbelievable.
Just and you shouldn't see that from an elite team like the Chiefs. When you looked at the Chiefs these last 3 years since Mahomes has taken over, but under the tutelage of Andy Reid, when's the last time you saw a breakdown of a team, a complete collapse of a team like that? I mean, in that stage, maybe the last time the Falcons played,
Probably. I mean, dude, it was the whole night last night, my jaw was dropped. I could not believe what was going on.
Yeah.
I mean, they put the foot on the throat, and they did not let up.
No.
They did not let up, period.
That defense
Mahomes did
mean.
Not score a touchdown last night, guys.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's an insane stat.
There was one point, I think it was after Mahomes, like, did a, like, he was horizontal with the ground while he was throwing the ball.
That was insane.
He just sat there, and the look of bewilderment on his face was like, what is happening right now? Yeah.
It's insane.
Yep.
All right, enough about Patrick Mahomes. What about Tom MF and Brady, baby? Come on. He went through Drew Brees. He went through Aaron Rodgers, and he goes through Patrick Mahomes to win his fifth Super Bowl MVP, 7 out of 10 Super Bowls. Unbelievable, Brock. Please, you said, quote, on Friday, I cannot wait for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to carve up Tom Brady and your Buccaneers. What happened? Say I'm sorry. Say something. Say it's like Tom is good or something. Say it.
I'll say, you know what? He does.
Say it.
He does.
It was unbelievable.
He does a great job.
He's phenomenal. Nobody ever will.
Do it again. If I ever need a quarterback to complete a 5-yard pass, Tom Brady is my guy. I'll give him that. I'll give him that.
You know what? You would take it. You would take it all day long because you would have 7 Super Bowls.
Looking for a play caller. If I'm looking for a guy who can relay the call from the coach to there.
7.
I tell you.
Tom has more playoff wins in his 40s than Drew Brees and what Aaron and Patrick have like combined or something.
Yep.
Some stupid stats happening. Like every throw last night, a new stat came out. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm rubbing it in now.
It's fine. Jerk, you know what? Like I said, it's a record that will probably never be touched. If there's anybody who could come close,
I just want to hear it from your mouth. Because it means so much coming from you, because I know how bad it hurts.
Just say it. Say what? What do you want me to say?
Say, I'm not even going to say the G word because I'm done with the G word because you will never, ever get to the G word.
No.
Say, congratulations to the Buccaneers and Tom Brady winning another Super Bowl MVP last night.
I'll say congratulations to the Bucs defense for making that game what it was. That's what I'll say.
Jesus.
Like I said, if you're looking for systematic quarterbacks, Brady's your guy, man. Yes. He'll hand off the ball. He'll do his 5-yard passes. I mean, he gets the ball out quick. I'll say it. And it's crazy. It's crazy to me, out of all the players, it happened to
43.
Such an average quarterback when you look
43
at
43 years old, and he's coming back.
That's great.
He said, nope,
yep.
I'm coming back. Dude, that's devastating, isn't it? Knowing that he's going to be in the league again next year.
What's devastating is that the people are going to have to take on the Bucs defense, and I'm not looking forward to taking on the Bucs defense again come the next upcoming seasons. But congratulations to the Bucs. I'll say that. Congratulations.
And Tom Brady went in his seventh. That's so many rings. It's insane.
He found himself on another great team, and he did just the bare minimum to get the win, and I'll give him that.
You Tom Brady haters out there. Are just
like it wasn't.
It was a
like,
terrible morning for you, wasn't
like,
it?
At a point where it's not even like I wasn't even amused. I was just kind of like, all right, it's there, okay.
Because right. you can't believe it. You can't wrap your brain around it.
I feel like I should be more impressed, but I'm just not. You know, I'm just not.
Maybe the next 7 will impress you.
If he does it, he'll have the team around
How
him.
Many is it going to take for you to really come around? Like, that's just an honest question.
Brady is like 7th on my list of quarterbacks I would choose. 7th, 8th, maybe top 10. Honestly, he might not even be top 10.
He's got a ring for each of those 7 spots.
He does.
There you go.
He does. He's got a lot of rings. He's got a lot of rings. Am I going to say well-deserved? Probably not, but he's got a lot of rings. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud. This is as cordial as it's going to get.
Yeah, it's because I'm making it cordial. Because I am.
I've been very reserved. I'm very proud of myself. You know what? Like Tom, I'm going to take all the credit that I don't deserve. Sports brought to you by Bud.
He's never taken any credit. Oh, God, you're terrible.
Just hey, Bud. Hey, Bud, there you go.